Forced out by Katrina, then kept away by Rita, people in the suburbs of New Orleans are now slowly returning to their homes and businesses. NPR's Adam Davidson visited one stretch of road in the city of Kenner to find out what the local merchants are up against.
Pam Hornbeck sells commercial real estate in and around Kenner. Right now, she's looking at what was one of her most valuable properties. It was completed just before Hurricane Katrina, designed for a 24-hour diner. The entire brick front is torn off. One of the front windows is missing. Most of the roof is gone.
What made this building worth the $2 million was the revenue that brings in from all these hotels that you see around here, the airport, which is right around the corner. You rely on that for this type of facility. Who's going to come in and buy a 24-hour diner right now throughout this? Nobody is.
Veterans Highway in Kenner is one of those stretches of road you see all over the country, especially near airports. There are a lot of motels, gas stations, nail salons, and all sorts of small convenience stores, as well as a few of the big box retailers. Hornbeck says all these businesses are dependent on each other. People work at one restaurant or shop and then spend their money at the other ones in town.
A pack of Marlboro 100s in a box and a pack of Marlboro Reds in a box.
Directly across the street from Hornbeck's building is VJ's, a small convenience store. It's in a strip mall. The facade here was also ripped off by the winds. The furniture rental place next door is still open, but the pawnbroker, a restaurant, and a tax advice shop are all boarded up. VJ Togo, the proprietor, came to Kenner 20 years ago from Sri Lanka. He says with all these shops closed and their employees going somewhere else to find a job, his business has been terrible. He used to serve about 200 customers a day. Now he gets 20 or 30, and they're spending less.
Everybody say, you know, give up on open somewhere else. Easy to talk, but I don't have any place to go. You know, I don't have any place to go.
Togo doesn't know how long he can stay open with business so slow. One store that doesn't have to worry about the lack of local shoppers is the Home Depot down the road. Its manager, David Copeland, says they can wait however long it takes for people to start getting insurance checks for their destroyed homes.
It'll be better than ever, absolutely, because everybody's going to be rebuilding their homes again. I mean, you start with everything brand new, so it'll be really good.
Kenner Mayor Phil Capitano says he's also trying to stay positive.
While we're walking around in this fog, we can't believe it happened to us, and what are we going to do next? Right now, we're in the dark ages, but just like the dark ages, as soon as that was over, you went into the Renaissance, and the Renaissance is where you're going to see that rebuilding.
The fear in town is that the local shops won't be able to survive until the post-Katrina Kenner Renaissance. Small mom and pops need a steady customer base, and if a lot of people don't come back soon, many smaller businesses will never reopen. And that means even more people will leave, and more businesses will close. They have been depending on each other, probably more than anyone realized. Adam Davidson, NPR News, New Orleans.